Ryan Hayes with you today, and joining us is Ben Hale with the Western Livestock Commission Company out of Oklahoma National Stockyards. And did not have the opportunity to catch up with Ben in person on the phone, but wanted to share with you some of the comments from the Western Livestock Commission firm Facebook page right after the markets of this week in Oklahoma City.
This Ben Hale bringing the market report for Monday, November 19th, had about 8,000, a little over yesterday, compared to about 5160 a year ago. Going to have several cows around day. Extremely sloppy. Got quite a bit of rain around, which you don't take much up here on this brick to get it slick. But pretty big area. Got another decent rain there last night or night before. And so that's good. Don't ever want to turn one down. Wish we'd scattered out, but we're not going to complain about that. Feeder cattle mostly yesterday is steady. We'll get into some of those numbers. Not a lot of them out there. Lots of them 60-day weaned, but sure enough, true blue yearling, not a lot of them. Steer and heifer calves over 450, they called steady. Some areas that may have been a little stronger. Under 450, they called 10 higher, and it was a runaway on those lighter cattle. Going to be lots of wheat grazing. Some areas still going to have pretty good warm weather up to the 1st of December, so between now and then, we're going to grow a lot of wheat with this weather the way it is. It's a good temp for that, but go through some of these numbers here. Like I said, most of these will be weaned, unweaned ones. I've got a couple examples, will be less than that. And you get on in those feeder cattle, there's a big difference between a 45, 60, and 70 day wean, 7 or 8 weight versus a big long yearling that's been turned out a long time. But anyway, 300 pound steer yesterday, kind of 418, 375s were 389 to 401. 478 weight steer, 309 to 345. 513 weight steers, 308 to 324. That deal was extremely stout on them 4 and 5 weight steers yesterday. 564s, 276 to 302. 670s, 252 to 276. We had about 250 head in that deal. 730 pound yearlings, 250 to 265 and a half, had about 165 in there. And this kind of tells you the difference in those unweaned. They had some unweaned steers weighed 729. They kind of bring 232 to 243. So big difference, $20, $30 a hundred on some of them steers that are weaned versus unweaned. Of course, a 729 at 232 off the cow is pretty good too. Had about 280 of them steers weighing 780. They bring from 247 to 259, so good market on that. Board was up a little bit yesterday. 830s, kind of 243. Get into these heavier weights, we didn't have many. 877-pound steer bring 234, but we only had about 41 of them. 918-pound steers, 230 to 235, only had about 12 of them, and only had 4 weighing 1,050 at 210. So lighter end on them bigger steers. On the heifers, 290 weight heifer, 319 to 343. 380 weight heifer, 3 bucks to 330. 473, 263 to 290. 5 1/4 weight heifer, 254 to 275. 575 weight heifer, 247 to 263. We had 6 1/4 weight heifer, 231 to 248. Had about 140 of them. 680 weight heifer, 236 and a half to 253, had about 200 of them heifers right in there, but that was the bulk of the numbers we had. The rest of these are not many numbers. 780 weight heifer, 14 of them weighed 230, bring 234. 884 weight heifer, 13 of them bring 215. And we had some 969 heifers, so good, bring 219, but only had 8 of them. So market extremely strong. Morning, Jeremy. On all classes of cattle yesterday, you know, if this weather kind of straightens out, I think these light cattle could get higher because we're going to see more and more wheat. Talking to guys calling all the time now, kind of wanting cattle to turn out, and there's just not many of them out there to turn out. So going to be lots of grazing, it looks like, around. And so if we get another week or 10 days of pretty decent weather like they're calling in some areas, then I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. But anyway, if you'd like to discuss the market, give me a call, Ben Hale, 940-631-2333.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock Commission Company. That is their website, westernlivestockcommission.com. You've got Western Livestock Commission and Oklahoma National Stockyards that they operate Monday, Tuesday, the Comanche Market and the Woodward Markets as well here in the state. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.